Talk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
We need to form a full assault.
It's Canada's fault.
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the Klan. And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf. But now when I see him, he tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada.
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hubbub-a-loo
and that bitch on Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Soundtrack Show. This is Mark. I am your host for the next hour. And because July 1st is coming up just this coming Thursday, this is of course the Big Canada Day extravaganza show. So for the next hour, it's wall-to-wall Canadian content. Should make Marie back at the station quite happy. Some American stuff, but from Canadian movies and things. So we should have some fun with that. So we've got some, you'll see. Lots of stuff. Lots of classic stuff. I'm not going to get into the politics of this particular Canada Day. I know that I've never been particularly... I'm happy with where I live in this country. I expect most people are. But it's a big, ugly mess right now. It's a fugly mess, really. And you blame governments of the past, you blame the church of the past, or the present, or whatever, however you want to do it. The problem with residential schools is only going to get worse. So I know as we find out more, it's not going to end well. So let's hope everybody can keep their heads about this and try and, I don't know, I don't do politics on this show because I get flustered when I talk about it because I get my, I try and be positive. That's the, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that I tend to have a more happy-go-lucky approach to how I do this thing because I'm just the dopey guy on the radio that likes to play music for movies for an hour. So I don't want to get into too much. So why start now? Let's do that. If you're big and patriotic, if you're going to go out and protest, or if you're just enjoying the fact that it's a almost a long weekend, or if your employer has given you the day off on Thursday and Friday, kudos to you. We're going to start off right now with probably the most famous Canadian tune. A lot of people don't realize it is, but the band Steppenwolf is from Canada. And their song made them a huge monster hit back in the 60s, as it was featured in the film Easy Rider and many, many other movies along the way. My friends, it's Born to be Wild on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Don't say anything.
Okay. Oh, beauty, go. Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh? Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well,
so.
Except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off. It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's
yeah.
coming in.
Well, that's
it's like it was sung by angels.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over. Take off. That can't be.
It is, yeah. It is.
Because
it, well, hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
And you guys,
what?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You
see you.
Come back.
I won't let him do it again.
Yeah,
my fault was, yeah, your
yeah,
fault.
You're such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, Hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
yeah,
like
I
on another
not.
Label.
Oh, now everybody's gone.
Good
so.
Day.
Good day.
It's December the 1st, and I'm starting to hurt, 'cause I can't get a date for New Year's.
20 years later, the neatest sound of the 50s from the neatest guys of the 50s come back to life in a spectacular new album.
Salad sandwiches.
50 of the neatest hits from 5 of the neatest guys. Yes, it's the 5 neat guys' neatest hits. Remember, let's have a party in my rec room.
Let's have a party in my rec room.
And on the same album,
I won't take just any girl around, 'cause Patsy has the largest breasts in town.
Patsy has the largest breasts
and
in town. You'll also hear, should I kiss her goodnight?
Sweaters,
my mom framed my high school diploma. Slow dance anyone, sweaters. And she does it.
Does it, she does it. The whole town says she does it.
You'll
she
also hear, my dad's car, let's have a party in my rec room. Who put the pennies in my loafers? And I'm the goof in the classroom.
I'm the goof in the classroom.
world's neatest songs from five of the world's neatest guys. It's K-Tel's Five Neat Guys Neatest Hits.
Five thugs pulled my tie from my collar, so don't step on my clip-on tie.
It's Five Neat Guys Neatest Hits.
Just step around that clip-on tie.
Record $8.95, tape cassette $15.95.
SCTV, Canadian comedy gold, my friends. That was, of course, the Five Neat Guys and their greatest hits. Five Neat Guys consisted of John Candy, Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Dave Thomas, Rick Moranis. Before that, you heard, of course, the immortal Canadian icon. This should replace O Canada, I think, as our national anthem. Take Off to the Great White North, eh? From the Big Great White North album. As, of course, Bob and Doug McKenzie, a.k.a. Rick Moranis. And Dave Thomas. So, if only Rick Moranis would get off his ass, get out of retirement, and do Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. I think we're all waiting for that. So, here's hoping that happens. He's back and he's working the Disney movies now for, he's doing the, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I think it's a TV series. So, here's hoping he gets back to work for it. That'd be nice. Anyway. Moving right along, this Canada Day, Canadian epic classic. We're celebrating the amazing Canadian talent that we have in this country. And there was an episode of Family Guy a little while back where Brian and Stewie fall in love with the music of one of our own Canadian great talents. And they go to meet her, Ms. Anne Marie. This is a song they couldn't stop singing the whole way there. All the way from Rhode Island. On the soundtrack show, it's Snowbird, Anne Murray. 101.5 The Hawk.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. And anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
You mean gets high on you, and the space he invades, he gets by on you.
Classic there. Rush, Tom Sawyer. Going back to Moving Pictures. And that's from many movies. Most noteworthy I can remember right now off the top of my head would be Fanboys, because one of the Fanboys is a huge Rush fan. Also featured prominently in the Paul Rudd and J.F. thing. I'm losing it now. Sorry. I Love You, Man. That one. That's a great one, too. Lots of Rush in that one. Your next one is it's another classic. It's the mockumentary. It's a Canada Spinal Tap featuring a band called Hardcore Logo. It's HLC. Who the hell do you think you are?
Wife and kids are all in bed. Who the hell you think you are? Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, and he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear, and Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a cellular jam, and at a deadly pace it came from outer space, and this is how the message ran. It's a science fiction. Over a barrel and tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a trippet that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews set rooms, gave him the runes, and passing the news lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said the salt to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like in science fiction.
Not exactly CanCon because it wasn't written or wasn't written here, but that was science fiction double feature from originally from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the Rocky Horror Show before that, but as performed by Dave Rave and Hamilton's own Forgotten Rebels. So that's pretty darn cool, and it's local, so that's pretty Canadian. Moving right along, we're moving to a few songs from the Canadian institution, really, if you can call it that. The Trailer Park Boys have been around for 20-plus years in some form or another. And in its current form, they are exclusively online. The three guys, Mike Smith and John Paul Tremblay and Ricky, they bought the show out from the original creator when it was on Showtime. Kept on with the show for Showtime for a couple of years, transferred it over, and sold it to Netflix. Made a couple of seasons of an animated series. And now they're doing almost everything online through their app and their website called SwearNet. So, good on them. And so I've got a few. They've done a few movies. They've got the TV series. These are a few selections from the Trailer Park Boys universe. Starting with this one, Mike Smith, a.k.a. Bubbles, his classic country tune, Liquor and Whores, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hog.
Liquor and Whores, take two. Liquor and Whores.
cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and whores. When I was down, I drank at the Legion. And I met a girl, she was nice, she was pretty and pleasing. She said, hey boy, should do some marrying. Well, I said sure, but before we do, there's something that you should know. Like liquor and whores, liquor and whores, cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and drunk on gin, dancing with a lady friend. And she said, hey boy, you better fly the fuck home. I said no, cause the five little words could have swore I said to you. I like liquor and whores, liquor and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and I like liquor and whores, liquor and whores, cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and whores.
The things I do for money, I'll never understand. I used to be quite critical, but now I find I'm cynical. A lady with a starving baby miles away from me. No problems here, just life and death, and what the hell is wrong with me? Everybody knows. No questions asked, just get receipts and write them up. Expenses, taxes are a bitch these days. Get the lady and the baby starve waiting for a contribution in a UNICEF box in a drugstore in this ugly little town. I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. The palm of my hand. The palm of my hand. The things I do for money, I'll never understand. Time on, I'll never understand. I used to be quite practical, but now I find I'm tactical. I scrape and scheme and struggle hard to get myself ahead. I have no concern for anyone but me. Things I do for
money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. 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 The palm of my hand.
The Things I Do for Money, from the soundtrack to the film Trailer Park Boys, the movie. Also from the same album, same movie, it's The Tragically Hip, New Orleans is Sinking, as we welcome in the next Canada Day, coming up on Thursday. Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
All right.
Burn blue on the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so it danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
Yeah!
gonna swim.
Down, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. It's gonna go.
First offense.
All of the mix.
Go on and break.
Okay, party people in the house.
May I have attention, please?
In a moment, the beat will be played in many parts.
Go on and break.
Many, many parts. Very.
Glide, glide, and let your backbone slide. You listen to every word I say, every verb you heard I play. Snap the vertebrae. You try to cover, a hover me, a roast, a fake, a flag that I run a post. Toast, I'm the most. D-E-F's how it goes. No X's or O's or tic-tac-toes. LTD knows. This ain't a game, I'm on a mission. Call me a hip-hop tip-tactician. A rapper's like a slab of clay that's shapeless. Champagne, no shimmer, no glass is tasteless. A universe without light is lightless. That's why I always take time to write this. I'm holding in my hands before I start chiseling. Could be a rain or brainstorm or drizzling. Sun could be shining, sun could be showering. Practice makes perfect, I'm powering, flowering. My lyrics are awesome and tuning, voluming, blooming, I'm blossoming. Blowing away blockades and barricades. Make you black and blue from the blast to the blaze. It's a blood sport. Blood bills out back. I make your vision go blurry while your brain goes blank into oblivion. Beats from box to box to bass. Rocks from blocks and blocks. Let your backbone slide. I don't give a
damn,
damn. Your backbone quiver, man, oh man. Watch your sliver, rounds the twine your spine when you slither. It's contagious, an epidemic hand. You try to lift your cool, but it fell again. Rap scholar, soul academician. But like I said before, I'm not American. It's who you are, not where you went. We all originate from the same descent. I make a lot of sense, sense, and pence, gold,
gold,
myrrh, frankincense. When I'm in France, they floor me frank. Frankly, just what's account is where I bank, bank. At home, I make bills of brown for my sound. In the States, green like the grass in the ground. When I'm in England, they pass me pounds now. I clock cash in every town, so I slide,
slide.
But nowadays, I'm trapped. So many suckers are my sacroiliac. It's like a rap sack backpack. Give me some slack, Jack. Rap is like a jungle. We rhyme for rhyme. It's like a vine to vine. Swung line to line of mine. I'm colossal. Use a mosquito. I'ma play Tarzan. You play cheetah. Cheetah, biter. Love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. Cause curiosity cold. Kill the cat. Can't hide, so glide to the side. Let your backbone slide. It's synchronism, yo. Check out my homeboy dance to the rhythm. Hey, this ain't forte. I'm coming double F. Fortissimo FS for funky fresh. My DJ is LTD, Mellow Flex. You listen to the poetry pitch I project. Vocabulary golden, beats from my rolling. Stone cold lyrics with the microphone I'm holding. Words are ripped, egos are stripped. I make sucker crews kick, dick Van Dyke flips. I get busy, they're dizzy. They start to collide, they should have stepped off. I let it slide, but now they got brazen. Dry like a raisin, I glaze like a vase. I smack you like daze until they realize they shouldn't have riffed. It's 89, y'all. Not Beethoven's fifth or sixth. It's a throwdown, I'm conducting it. The cause of high rise, I'm constructing it. Was once a thought, pen and paper. Now it's a tower, a soul, a skyscraper. Let's get it out of hand, I created a monster. My musical monologue makes you wanna move with the maestro. You feel high, so it's set. The blend, the crescendo is nice, yo. I'm the guy, the rhythm is a ride. Rhythm is a ride to the fresh side. And let your backbone slide. This
is a throwdown.
Maestro Fresh West, Let Your Backbone Slide. I remember them playing that at the underage clubs, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I wasn't old enough to get into actual bars, but there was a place called, I think it was Kingdom, out on Harvester Road in Burlington, and Maestro Fresh West, New Kids on the Block was popular for some reason at that point. What else? Naughty by Nature. All that old cool hip-hop stuff. That was the stuff that I listened to way back when I was going to places like that. Lots of fun. So that brings back memories for me. Hopefully it does to you, too. Tonight we're doing wall-to-wall Canadian content. And the reason for that, of course, is coming up this, hopefully for you, is a long weekend. I'm not. I actually have to work Thursday in order to get Friday off, but that's me. Can't complain too much. I'm working. So that's what we're doing tonight. Can't really do CanCon without this guy. Many movies have featured his music and many TV shows, and including, you nobody saw this one coming, Gremlins 2, The New Batch. Gordon Lightfoot. If You Could Read My Mind, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free, as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends.
If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
The Night Pat Murphy Died, Great Big Sea, from the soundtrack to the Russell Crowe film, State of Play. My friend's nearly out of time. I got one, and hopefully I got enough for him to play second one, too, before we go home. But before that, Bryan Adams, from the soundtrack to the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Everything I do it for you. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
To my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul. Trying for
Everything I do it for you. Look into your heart, you will find there's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am, take my life. I will give it all, I would sacrifice. Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for. I can't help it, there's nothing I want more. You know it's true, everything I do it for you.
Happen to have been married in the early 90s, there's a decent chance that was your first song. So, happy anniversary. My friends, we're nearly out of time. I have one more tune to play for you. This is a comedy classic from a group of guys that are getting back together right now in Toronto to do a new season, a limited run, 8-episode run on their show on Amazon Prime. Of course, I'm referring to The Kids in the Hall. So, looking forward to seeing that next year sometime. So, in the meantime, we'll take it home. Happy Canada Day. Try and enjoy your time. Have a good one. Be safe. Be healthy. Be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody. Dave's I Know on the Soundtrack Show is Take It Home.
Hi, I'm Bruce McCullough. I'd like to tell you about the Dave's I Know.
The Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. David Hoffner, he works in my dad's store. He's worked here for 12 years, he'll probably work here for more. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. Dave Gord, I've known him since I was 6. In grade, he broke his leg, so we got drunk and sick. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. Some of them are Davids,
but most of us are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different mums. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. These are the Daves I know, these are the Daves I know. Dave Jett.
disky. Man, this cat can swing. He weighs almost 50 pounds and he delivers my paper on time. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Dave Capisano, I hardly know him. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. Some of us are days,
but most of us are days.